Susan, thank you very much. I just see Sky News reporting that it understands Sue Gray is weighing up whether to publish her report into Downing Street parties following the Met Police statement. And that statement said that it wants the Met Police, it wants minimal reference to be made in her Partygate report into the events that it is now investigating. So this whole thing has turned into a right mess. Let's find out more now from Vincent McAvinney, London-based reporter. So Vincent, does this mean now that Sue Gray's long-awaited report might not see the light of day until after the Met completes its investigations?
Good morning. Well, as you say, this is about as messy as one of Boris Johnson's lockdown parties now, because this report, we believe, was completed earlier in the week. Then there was the surprise announcement from the Met commander, Cressida Dick, that she was now launching an investigation. And she's gone from a position in the last 2 months of saying, we won't investigate, there's insufficient evidence, then we'll see what comes of Gray. And now that Gray has found the evidence, the Met have stepped in and said, don't publish that report. So there is incredulity this morning about this decision, because what the Met is saying is we're not delaying it, we're not asking for limitations, but the details around these 17 gatherings don't include this. So Sue Gray's team were caught off by this this morning and simply saying, you know, what are we meant to publish, essentially, just the cover page? And it's just getting more and more fishy looking.
Yeah, but this is good news for Boris Johnson, right? Because the longer the delay exists, the more this issue is likely perhaps to fade into the background for him, would you say?
Potentially. I mean, the options now for Sue Gray is that they decide to ignore the Met, because this idea that you would prejudice proceedings, well, this isn't going to go to a jury trial unless the Met are signalling that they think there's enough evidence here for a misconduct in public office charge. This is about criminal fines, which they will decide upon. So are they saying that their own officers will be swayed by this report, which they might have already seen? Then the Sue Gray could put out a redacted version, but I think there would be public outcry on that one. She could just keep holding off, or the report, indeed, someone could, in fact, leak it. But all of these options just make it more and more difficult. And we did think earlier in the week it was pretty bad for Boris Johnson to have the Met announce this investigation. But any kind of delay now does help him, as you say, because he can go to some of the backbenchers who are aggrieved, possibly try and offer them jobs or anything else. But he's in a sort of a pickle with that as well, because there's been accusations of bribery by the whip. So it does give him a bit more breathing room, but it does also complicate things as to how far he can go to try and save his prime ministership.
And is there any indication as to how long the Met investigation might take?
There's no kind of guidance on that, which I think people are pretty annoyed about, because are they asking for a matter of days or weeks or months? And the fact is they've had 2 months in which this information has dripped out party after party, and they continuously said they would not investigate it. And so there is sort of quite strong anger this morning from all sides. You've got all the opposition parties coming out and saying that this report needs to come out right away. And it's been an incredibly bad year for the Met, because Cressida Dick, who is their commander, is also the most senior policewoman in Britain. She's been in the role for 5 years, and she's had a horrendously bad tenure. And this just looks like she is bowing to what the Prime Minister wants.
I just wonder where all this goes for those Tory MPs who had already made their minds up. We were speaking to Andrew Bridgen, for example, on this programme, who had decided that Boris Johnson should go. They had submitted their letters to the 1922 committee. I mean, where does this leave them now?
Well, I think MPs will be watching closely now to see what happens, because they have to get to about 54 letters to the 1922 committee, which is the backbench Tory committee, to have this vote of confidence. The more there are delays, obviously, the more the Prime Minister can do to try and win some of them back, but also try and get ready for that vote of confidence. Because if he survives that vote of confidence, it gives him breathing room for a full year, as we saw with Theresa May, to stop another vote of confidence. And then you'd be getting too close to when you have to have a general election in 2024, that he would be able to sort of survive things. So yeah, this window of time from Met Police does help him and his supporters try and get things in order, but they are slightly bound because of the accusations that have been put forward by Will Ragg, who is speaking, we understand, this week to the Met about things that equate to essentially forms of bribery, you could say, about money being taken away from schools and people's constituencies if they don't get on board with the Prime Minister.
Vincent, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Vincent McAvinney there in London. We're getting some messages in again on these planned Russian military exercises off the southwest coast. Monica does not think there are any positives in the Russians testing out their artillery just off our coast. It's deeply disturbing and almost unthinkable, the impact on marine life in the area. Who gains? Certainly not the natural world and man's relentless destruction of it. On that theme, another listener says using environmental protection laws, Ireland could stop Russia launching rockets as it could damage the continental shelf off Ireland's coast. Well, it would seem from what we heard earlier in the week that Ireland is powerless to stop them doing what they want in that region. But let's see what happens over the course of next week. Brian Kerr will be with me after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.